One Saturday, when Sally was buying vitamin C, the drugstore girl slipped her a piece of white paper along with her change. "Help me," she had written in perfect script. But Sally couldn't even help herself. She couldn't help her children, or her husband, or the way the world had spun out of control. From then on, Sally wouldn't shop at the drugstore. Instead, she had everything they needed delivered by a high school boy who left their order on the blue stone path, rain, sleet, or snow, refusing to come to their door, even if that meant forfeiting his tip. During that year, Sally let the aunts take care of Antonia and Kylie. She let bees nest in the rafters in July and allowed snow to pile up along the walkway in January so that the postman, who had always feared that he'd break his neck one way or the other delivering mail to the Owenses, wouldn't venture past their gate. She didn't bother about healthy dinners and mealtimes. She waited until she was starving, then ate canned peas out of the tin as she stood near the sink. Her hair became permanently knotted. There were holes in her socks and her gloves. She rarely went outside now, and when she did, people made sure to avoid her. Children were afraid of the blank look in her eyes. Neighbors who used to invite Sally over for coffee now crossed the street if they saw her coming and quickly murmured a prayer. They preferred to look straight into the sun and be temporarily blinded rather than see what had happened to her. Jillian phoned once a week, always on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, the only schedule she had kept to in years. Sally would hold the receiver to her ear and she'd listen, but she still wouldn't talk. "You can't fall apart," Jillian would insist in her rich, urgent voice. "That's my job," she'd say. All the same, it was Sally who wouldn't bathe or eat or play patty cake with her baby. Sally was the one who cried so many tears there were mornings when she couldn't open her eyes. Each evening she searched the dining room for the death watch beetle who'd been said to have caused all this grief. Of course she never found it, and so she didn't believe in it. But such things hide, in the folds of a widow's black skirts and beneath the white sheets where one person sleeps, restlessly dreaming of everything she'll never have. In time, Sally stopped believing in anything at all, and then the whole world went gray. She couldn't see orange or red, and certain shades of green, her favorite sweater and the leaves of new daffodils, were completely and utterly lost.